Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Pension reform is on the menu for senators from today as the bill makes it to the plenary session. More than 4,700 amendments have been tabled. Before senators can address the real contents of the bill, the left-wing representatives in the Senate will be presenting a motion tomorrow that would force Emmanuel Macron to hold a referendum on the matter. However, the process has almost no chance of succeeding. Meanwhile, Olivier Véran's comments on the upcoming strike action have caused controversy. Yesterday, the government spokesperson said that plans to bring France to a standstill on March the 7th would mean taking the risk of an ecological, agricultural or health-based disaster. The comments have stirred a strong reaction from the left and from unions. Emmanuel Macron is in Africa for the next few days. The president arrived in Libreville yesterday for a four-day tour of Central Africa. This morning he will be meeting with scientists before attending a summit on tropical forests. The collision between two trains in Greece was down to fatal human error. The confirmation came from the Prime Minister of Greece yesterday. The station master in Larissa has been arrested. A freight train and a passenger train ran into each other on Tuesday night, causing 38 deaths and several dozen wounded. In France, it's the start of Mars Bleu. In the same vein as cancer awareness-raising campaigns Pink October or Movember, the idea of Mars Bleu is to get more people screened for colorectal cancer, third most common cancer in France. And finally, to football and the incredible performance from Annecy last night in the Coupe de France. The Haute-Savoie club, currently 10th in the Ligue 2 standings, took out Marseille in the quarterfinals on penalties. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips of English Waves.